Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State. No Kevin Durant, I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet. Unlike Farrakhan, I won't stay silent. N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, doo. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, doo. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Allah.
Allah.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Uh-huh.
I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emacs the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 8, Verse 2. For those sending in music or anything else, you can send it to us through emaxxradio@gmail.com. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism and News. Hood Tunes on Blog Talk. If you're listening live, I appreciate it, but you can feel free to call 646-478-0944 to be heard. And you can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy or Facebook EMAXXTHEEMIJJ. Three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on the show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Hood Tunes or Blog Talk. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press 1. Now, before I check out some of these phone callers at the 216-804-216-820, let me give you a top 10 from Monday to a Monday of music and entertainment, because if I don't do it, I'll probably forget to do it later on. That's happened to me before. Number 10, Black Odyssey. Number 9, Black House Sounds. Number 8, wow, this one's new on the list, the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Extravaganza 2019. Number 7, which I find very interesting. It's you can find it on Facebook. It's BWE Presents Poetry at Irving Joe. Number six, you can Facebook 1/18 Benny the Butcher at the Grog Shop. Number five, Facebook Vigatron Serbius video release at the Grog Shop featuring Jonathan Brown /Sankura. And that's tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, and trust me, it's Cerberus, because that's how they spell it, C-E-R-B-E-R-U-S. Number four, Women's March, more on that in just a little while. Number three, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Field Trip, more on that in just a little while. Number two, because of the sheer number of people who are there, you can Facebook Silverback Gorilla Gang at the Juggalo Unity Tour, which happened last Friday at the Odeon. Number one, Big Jump, still honored. Al Porter, Man in the Street, 8-year anniversary. More on that in just a little while. First of all, before I do anything else, let's try to tell people some things that might be happening. So if you all want to be in touch with it, you can be. I'll let you know that you can go to Joseph P. Motley Jr. on YouTube or Joseph Motley JR period on Facebook or Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube. Man's got two pages because he has that much material out there. Also, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. Tomorrow, recall talk from some of those involved with it. We get into a little bit of it in a little while. Next Tuesday is Brother Joseph Motley Jr.'s birthday, so I guess we'll have to do a tribute show there from 5 to 6 p.m. next Tuesday. And also, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. And last but not least, I will let people know the website is blackonblackcleveland.com, or you can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And now, let's try one thing. I'm going to start off and let people know that Irving Joe Cafe, it says coffee with a touch of soul, which is located at 15449 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112, because last Wednesday, Black on Black Crime Incorporated had a field trip at Irving Joe's Cafe. Last Wednesday, where Art McCoy led the roast to Judy Martin and the fundraiser meeting. Had HJS, he did the music, had T-shirts for sale for Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Such guests included the Sea Red Lights Band, the Red Light Speed Light Cameras was on hand. Team Goldstein was there, GMS Shakespeare, East Cleveland Vice President Ernest Dale Smith, Carl Stokes Brigade, and of course Wednesday, flowers were passed out by Maddie B's Flowers at 216-334-9820. They were given to all the women, and it's free from Maddie B's Flowers. Black Lives Matter Cuyahoga County was there. Ross Solo performed. Let me at least stop and say that I appreciate everybody who is at least tuning in. I should let people know also that you can Facebook Stop the Inhumanity at the County Jail Coalition Day of Action. Cuyahoga County Progressive Caucus Puncture the Silence CLE, and that's this coming Sunday, January 20th, 5 to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And Severance Hall is the place. Severance Hall, 11001 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106. Let me stop here. Take a look at that 216-804, 216-804. How you doing out there this evening? 216-804 going once. 216-804 going twice. Thrice. Appreciate you. Because at least you didn't hang up. And that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. Let me see. What else is happening? Here we go. This is very interesting. Virtual Independent Gospel Awards. VIGA. April 27, 2019. But voting starts February the 1st, 2019 through March 31st, 2019. You can Facebook either I Am a Superwoman Radio, or you could just go on to Facebook, the Virtual Independent Gospel Awards, and in parenthesis, VIGA. As Black House Sounds, Joseph Motley Jr. was nominated for two awards. Main single, No Limit, What the Lord Will Do, And also, before I go and check out what is happening with other people, I can let you know that at Irving Joe's Cafe, you know, Suave walked in as well. Could not forget. But last Saturday was Al Porter Man in the Street 8-year anniversary. It happened where we had guest Joe Lil the Rude Boys. Joe Lil the Third of the Rude Boys was interviewed about working with Tamir Rice family. For those who didn't know, Rude Boys did a tribute song with Trick Daddy to raise money for the family of, you know, Trayvon Martin. So Trayvon Martin was what was done. It was down in the Florida area, and they did that, and it was a beautiful thing. Black Odyssey was interviewed, and they did Keep Praying live. They said go five times as hard during their interview segment. They supported Man in the Street for years, Black House Sounds, who has supported this program for years. Of course, they're going to get up there to 8-year celebration. Brother Bang did the song Motivation and spoke about his history. Mr. Power spoke about Black House Sound's open mic and Cleveland Conscious Rap. And, hey, the lyrics that he's doing, he broke down what's really conscious out there, as well as he broke down why the people who use the word corny don't even know what they're talking about. And he talked about a host, and he dedicated Delete Obsolete to GMS Shakespeare, whose car was hit. He was in it right outside Urban Joe's Cafe. He ended up at University Hospital for the remainder of the show. I thank DJ Dollar Rock, who at least spent time outside with him while everything else was going on. East Cleveland's one ambulance did show up for him, and that's an excellent thing. Mama Porter was sick, so, of course, Daniel ended up leaving the show to check on Mama Porter. Joseph Motley Jr., Black House Sound producer and founder, spoke on music, why he does the music he does. Father's Lives Matter Jones Joe, a.k.a. Joan Jones, he spoke about wins and fighting for his daughter, where his daughter and fiance was there as well. It's justice for Katie's mom and, of course, Katie Sis being there. Miss Tiff the Songbird was there and spoke. E-Max, hey, let me tell you something. He gave, definitely I'd like to tell people, I thank Emax the Image, because 8 years ago, he came to me. The brother said, hey, man, you're already doing things for the Art McCoy radio show, because I was worked there for about 2 years. I've been there for 10 now. He was like, man, get your own platform. So he spoke, performed. He spoke on being a producer. Black Lives Matter Cuyahoga County was there. Team Goldstein was there. I believe they handed out charm bracelets to the ladies in the house. Maddie's Flowers was also there. Once again, at number 216-334-9820. So they gave women free flowers. Bev Goldstein, like I say, HGS did the sound. Dollar Rock was there, including DJ Drip Drop, Miss Juicy, and Renee. And, of course, I want to also thank Queen Dolores Gray, who did Zumba, was interviewed. Man in the Street joined her. Sister Alonda was there. Irving Joe's Cafe in East Cleveland. The East Cleveland Vice President Earn Smith came through, and it was an excellent thing in itself. So I just want to say I appreciate the people who came through. I believe the importance of having Irving Joe's Cafe in East Cleveland. It's something because you have a platinum artist, who's made it outside the land, done some things, and the next thing you know, he comes back instead of opening up this coffee franchise in Mayfield, Maple Heights, Lorain, Lakewood. He went and chose to open it up in the new East Cleveland, and that, to me, says a lot. I'm going to take the time and go to the 216-820 phone number, who's going to say, probably, I don't even care why he opened it up in East Cleveland. I'll see him. I'd have moved it way out. Way out. So anyway, 216-820, lay it on us this evening.
All right. This is the CEO of Black House Sound, Mr. Powers. Want to let everyone know that please to stay alert and to tune in for when Black House Sound starts up the open mic in February. Also, it was a phenomenal event this past Saturday at Irving Joe's Cafe. You with Black House Sounds, you know, Mr. Powers did his Delete Obsolete. Hurricane Bang let everybody know the definition of motivation. And Joe Legacy hit him hard with that No Limit What the Lord Will Do, which is also being nominated, like you had mentioned earlier, Mr. Porter. You know, and then, you know, if you want to know more about that song and other songs, there are two things you can do. You can log on to Joseph P. Motley on YouTube or Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube, you know. And because I got to be so short and brief and quickly about this because the phone's about to go out on me, what I have to do is tell you all this, you know. What I have been seeing, you know, lately that has been happening, you know, with a lot of tragedies and a lot of the, you know what I'm saying, with the devil getting involved, that's when, like I said before, you have to delete them in your mind, you know what I mean? And there's only one way to do it, that's to stomp him out by keeping your feet on solid ground and to keep on walking. And that's why I said before, you know, that's why we started the Blackout Sounds Open Mic, because the devil on the Friday night, he works a lot of magic, you know, when it comes to, you know, life and death. But with Blackout Sound, we do stuff to uplift the community. That's when we know that you have God in your corner. You know what I'm saying? And much love to everyone who showed up at the event. You know, much love to Emax the Image, you know, to Ernest L. Smith, Joe Little III, you know, DJ Dollar Rock and Dial Solid Entertainment, you know, Queen Dolores Gray. And I also would want to show love to the young lady that had the hoodies that said the word, that had the letters DJ WW on there. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it had a very good abbreviation to it. And it said, Devil just won't win. And we cannot let him win. That's why we must obsolete the devil. You know what I'm saying? So much love to her. You know what I'm saying? Much love to Black Odyssey for showing up and doing that. Keep praying. And then we also, you know what I'm saying, also shouts out to HJS, you know what I mean? And then, you know, it's a lot of others that was also who had popped up that I'd never seen before who was also attending at the event. Much love to them, as well as the Goldsteins. And, you know, much love to Shakespeare. I hope he's doing okay. And much love to Suave and GMS. But like I said before, Black Hop Sound is on the rise. We are on the move. We are making progress, and we are going to continue to make progress going into 2019, doing bigger and better things, and ensuring that we impact you and be that inspiration that we need to be for you all, as well as the youth. You know, because the youth is the future of tomorrow. And as I said before, and I'll say it again, Black House Sound made real. Cleveland Music, one love. This is Mr. Powers, the CEO of Black House Sound. Shouts out to the founder, Joe Legacy, Sheriff Kilroy, and mother, brother, Hurricane Bang. One love, peace.
Peace, and I appreciate that so much. Ooh, we got about four phone callers to go to, so we're going to make some of this very fast. I want to let people know that I just got this in. Speaking of which, A Solutions, hosted by Alfred Porter Jr., returns this February at the new OPN, People's Community Center, 16379 Euclid Avenue in East Cleveland, 44112. That's at the Euclid Ivanhoe storefront, and it's every second and fourth Friday, and that goes from 5 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. I also want to give a quick thing and let people know, if you want to, you can go to Facebook, Official Women's March Cleveland Anniversary, or CLEVE period anniversary, January 19, 2019. That's this coming Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Public Square. Gail Sparks will be speaking, Samaria Rice, that's Tamir Rice's mom, Khalid Samad, Peace in the Hood, and Man in the Street will be keynote speakers, thanks to Kathy Ray Coleman and Imperial Women's Coalition, who organized this event and has many powerful women coming through to speak, such as State Senator Nikki Antonio of Lakewood and State Reps, Representatives Juanita Brent and Stephanie House of Cleveland, and Cleveland Heights State Representative Janine Boyd. See you there. And also that day before, look out for that activist-themed potluck dinner, which will be on Friday, Man, that's a busy so-and-so evening and press conference as well, and that'll be this coming Friday. So what I'm going to do, though, is go to 216209. They're probably waiting online to tell me. I don't care about all that stuff going on. Those women marching, they need to put on a dress and cook something. 216209, I'm ready for your complaints.
Oh, man, there's no complaints over here, Al, because, you know, I'm going to tell you like this. Whenever you have a problem or issue, you know, it's a good time to call on God. I'm going to tell you that much.
Yes, sir.
But this is John from Black Odyssey, and I just want to send a special shout-out to everybody who showed up at the event, especially Black House Sounds. I just want to say that I hear the scriptures in y'all flow. I really do. Just to call out a few by the name of it, Psalms 55:10, Matthew 17:20. So I hear the scriptures in y'all flow. So that's why I said it's an honor just to even see you guys in person, man. And big, big shout out to y'all, because I love when I see people do wonderful things around the way. It's just a great thing. So it's a lot we got going on this week, too. And I'm in the midst of doing like two or three videos all in 1 week. So, man, you talking
Ooh.
About busy, busy, busy.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, man, I can really honestly say that God has blessed me to connect with a few more people and do a few more things that, you know, for people that I love doing. So, I'm having the time of my life right now. So everything that I'm running into and having to do is all a blessing. It's a true blessing. Really is. John from Black Odyssey, my phone is dying, so I want to make sure that I give y'all the contact info. You can just go to Google, type in BlaqOdessy, and you can search us from YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Get Right Music, That Piff, anywhere you can see us. You can see our work, see what we got going on. Black Odyssey, shout out to everybody who showed up. Black Odyssey.
Thank you so much. I should get on something that you just might like, my brother. So please, as long as you can, or at least grab that phone and plug it in, because I do have something for you as I look at some of the phone numbers that are coming in still. So what I want to do is just take the time and thank everybody who's at least calling in to be heard. My thing is, there'll be no phone caller left behind. So before I do that, for those people who are wondering what is going on, a recall petition affidavit that today, if you all saw me, I was alongside of Brother Joe from Father's Lives Matter. But I want to at least read what happened and how it happened, because I, Jeffrey B. Mixon, registered voter, elector of the city of Cleveland, do hereby seek the recall of Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson for ineffective and negligent leadership, taxation without representation. After multiple terms as mayor of Cleveland, Frank Jackson continues to display an unwillingness to serve families and neighborhoods. Cleveland's corporate community receives an inordinate amount of support, while the needs of families and neighborhoods are constantly and consistently ignored. The involvement of Congresswoman Marsha Fudge, County Executive Armand Budish, and Mayor Frank Jackson in the Cuyahoga County Democratic Party's endorsement process has amounted to a betrayal of the public trust by cooperating with an endorsement scheme designed to subvert the will of the people in favor of corporate domination. These public servants have exasperated, rather than alleviated, community issues ranging from mass incarceration, inhumane jail conditions, stagnant slave wages, and voter disenfranchisement to epidemics of poverty, childhood, lead poisoning, criminality, mental illness, rape, domestic violence, and gun violence. Boom. That was turned in after an attorney from ACLU looked over everything, and a couple of different organizations said, wait a minute, if the city of Cleveland doesn't go along with this, they're just playing games, and look for the petitions to come into our hands within the next couple of days. We had other groups look at things. City of Cleveland did try to pretend that they couldn't even find the petitions the first time, and it caused the staff to go down to the Board of Elections for them, Brent Lawler, to say, hey, go there and ask for yada, yada, yada. Let them know we came through. Well, my thing is this, before I go to the phone lines, why do that? There's maybe a couple of different reasons, but here's one. Are you a gatherer or a doer? Now, hold on. This is real quick and to the point, less than a minute and a half so I can get my phone callers in. 15 to 20 people stand in line at Save-A-Lot. We'll say 35 during the first of the month, maybe the third, 15th, something like that. 35 people, one register. These people are gathering complaints. So you walk up with a smartphone and say, hey, take a photo, use your smartphone, Gmail it to corporate. 35 people look back at the one who said that and go back to complaining because they just want to gather and complain. 15 people gather at a bus stop. The bus is late for 3 days in a row. They start gathering to complain, and the person says, why don't you call 621-9500 and tell RTA, you know, what's going on? And they don't do it. So how many times as a human being, and if you're wondering why I'm part of this recall, the problem was brought to Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County asked for assistance, said you need to recall and do some other things, and other groups were involved. Made sense, because if I'm already handling vigils and doing certain other things like that, then why not go to the top and deal with certain things? For those people who say, well, it's not all on him, look at it this way, people. If I have a couple of members of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, and they come out and smack the hell out of somebody, and they start cursing people out, maybe I didn't do it per se, but if I'm the president, you're supposed to say, hey, get rid of that president because he's doing a piss-poor job of managing this group. They're doing the wrong things, and nobody's holding them accountable. As a matter of fact, let's go back in time by a couple of years and finish it off this way. Peacemakers Alliance, and they let go of Khalid Samad, of Peace in the Hood, Minister Loretta Ferguson, Hank Davis of Icons, Shalana, also, so four entities, and then earlier this past year, ending in 2018, Guardian Angels looks like they're on the outs on the west side. No, all those entities might not stop murder, but because of their street reputation, once something happened, people would go and say, hey, so-and-so did it, and people got arrested a lot faster. Helped kept the crime down because people knew that, wait a minute, if I do something wrong, somebody's going to tell on me. When you got rid of that, it made my job and other people's jobs harder because we had more vigils and more things to deal with. Damn it, I'm tired of just standing around gathering. If you can't do your job and you're going to affect me more so, get the hell out of office. I'm going to 216-682 because they're probably telling me right now they're getting ready to recall the Al Porter Man in the Street radio program. 216-682, how you doing?
Father's Lives Matter, Joe Jones, founder. And I gladly loved being a part of the recall today with Al Porter, Black on Black Crime. You know, but we're just not stopping there, man. We got to get Frank Jackson out of there. We got to get Armand Budish out of there. And, you know, one thing I won't tell you is that, you know, who the names of the judges are, Kristen Sweeney and Lynn Shavers, of my case with my daughter. They did an absolutely horrible job. Kids in serious shape. And I'm just like, you know, the Anaya Garrett case, man. These judges, they need to be put on blast. They need to be put on poster boards. You know, no more, you know, sitting behind a desk. And me, I'm the type of person, man, that I want to be like the United States Marines. I want to be on the front line. Every time a protest happens, I want to be there. I don't care if it's chicken crossing the road and it offended somebody. If you're going to have a protest, I have to be there. Because the thing that people need to understand is that all this is tied in together. If you have a bad mayor, then it means you have a bad county, Cuyahoga County executive. Then you have bad judges. Then you have bad CEOs. I mean, it just plays hand in hand in hand. So what we have to do as a community, we all have to bond together, which, by the way, I met an exceptional, amazing guy today. Man, this guy hasn't known me 24 hours yet, and already he's jumping, you know, on the front line to fight for my daughter. I mean, he don't know my daughter from Adam. And it tells me how much is, you know, love this. Same as Jeff with Black Lives Matter, man. And you know, I seen that post he did today, man. And all I could do is just have tears well up in my eyes, man, because I've been fighting this thing all by myself to try to save my daughter's life, you know.
Right.
And Black on Black Crime's always been there for me. You know, Black Lives Matter's been there for me. And I Garrett Foundation's been there for me. And that's exactly what we have to do. We all have to bond together because we're just not fighting one person. We're fighting a giant. And one person's just not going to take down a giant. It takes a whole army to do that.
I appreciate that message, man. It's a strong message of hope. And I appreciate you for at least bringing that message out.
Yep. Oh, one other thing I want to do too is I want to give a shout out to Al Porter for that award, well deserved award. Man, so proud of you, man. I mean, really, you really deserve every bit of awards that are thrown your way.
And I humbly appreciate and accept that. And I appreciate you making it there, and this is definitely not the last time we'll be getting together. So I appreciate working with you, and I look forward to working with you on that front line.
Sounds good, brother.
No problem. Please hold a line. Hopefully you like some of the things we get into, as I'm just thankful. I see three more phone callers. I will at least say the award in question, I'm looking at it, the Certificate of Valor, Iced Out Productions, to Al Porter Jr., a.k.a. Sheriff Kilroy, has shown valor and dedication in the pursuit of making the world a better place. Signed, oh, man, hey, Sister Alonda, Ms. Ice. And that was given out January 12, 2019. Oh, and before I go to the phone callers, see, I tell people things are happening, and then I guess I get in trouble because I don't let people know everything is happening. So with that being said, the Good for the Hood fundraiser party for the Cleveland Food Bank is this coming Friday, 1-18-19, 7 to 9 p.m. Ticket donations $10, performer donations $25, Urbane Joe Coffee Cafe, 15449 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, with the 44112. For any more information, hit up Harold at 216-205-7967. And like I say, I'm just thankful because at least it seems like I'm able to get through a couple of things. Before I do anything else, I guess I should look here and tell people that I'm very thankful just to be able to be on this particular program and see what's on people's minds. So I'm going to go to the 440-539 phone number. 440-539, how you doing out there?
I'm doing great, Al Porter. How are you? This is Dr. Richard Montgomery.
You know something, Dr. Richard Montgomery, I'm glad you called in because, you know, this is almost like earliest that a few other things have happened. And when I say a few other things, I'm just thankful that number one, before you even say anything, that it was interesting that a group of citizens cited an obscure Ohio law in an attempt to compel a Euclid judge to issue an arrest warrant for the police officer whose videotaped beating of a black motorist went viral in 2017, and as a result, the judge put the case right back where it has been for months, the desk of prosecutors. And that would be Michael Amiot's use of force on Richard Hubbard III. So I look and say that, wait a minute, one of the main seven people, the Euclid Seven, cited the Ohio law that allows anyone with direct knowledge of the facts of a crime to bypass prosecutors and the grand jury and petition a city judge to issue an arrest warrant to ask, I guess, Judge Gallagher to issue charges of felonious assault and misdemeanor assault against Amiot. And I'm looking at that because also the main thing that comes to mind is that the Euclid law, which had one of the strongest, I will say, things to lock people up for minor amounts of marijuana, was basically, I'll say, repealed, turned back, everything else, because of the lookings and workings of a brother by the name of Dr. Richard Montgomery, who, if I'm not mistaken, just today formally announced that he's running to seek seat of mayor in the city of Euclid, which caused people on my program to say, Mr. Al Porter, if you don't want problems from the staff on your radio program, you will go on and open things up, set some history in the new year, and say that Al Porter, man in the street, humbly endorses Dr. Richard Montgomery to become the next mayor of Euclid, Ohio. Well deserved, because ever since I saw you, brother, you've been out on the front lines. You met with the mayor, gave the mayor a chance to straighten up, And when things didn't go right, talk to the people out there, man. Say something.
Well, I appreciate all of the things you just shared. I'd like to first say that a lot of the work that I've been doing has been in concert with other concerned citizens in Euclid, and the time is now. We are now coming up on a new election season for the mayor and a few other council seats. And, you know, there are a lot of people, as you know, who will sit around all day and talk about how bad things are but won't put themselves out there to do anything to change. I share a different opinion. I believe that it's all of our obligation to be out here, be engaged, be involved, and do whatever you can, man, just to make it better, not just for brothers like you and me, but for our children coming behind us. So I put in my announcement today that I'm running for Euclid mayor. I've been patient. I've been diligent. I've been helpful in trying to work with the administration to do the right thing. But what I've recognized over time is that you can continue to keep trying to appeal to people, but at some point when you learn enough about them, you recognize that you're appealing to people who can't pull off what needs to be done. And then you have to ask yourself, are you and your family and the people who support you willing to stand up for doing something different? In my announcement video, I asked people, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? And if that answer is no, it's time for new leadership. And I put my hat in the ring today to hopefully be the next leader of Euclid so that we can be that iconic city in America, brother, where, you know, you can have a community that's diverse, that's thriving, that has lots of opportunities for people. And I think that that's able to be done. So I just thank brothers like you for highlighting that.
Hey, all I can say is we appreciate it. We look forward to covering other things because, like I say, it's nice to have somebody who's been on the front line, somebody who sponsored those meetings Saturday after Saturday after Saturday, working with other people from the beginning, the meetings at the library, meetings at McDonald's, meetings other places, working with several other groups and entities, and you at least being there. So, like I say, it's just excellent to have a brother who, quote-unquote, actual doctor, and one who conveys messages so strong. So I'm going to say, give you at least maybe another minute to 2 minutes, how can people be a part of this campaign to make a new Euclid, Ohio?
Well, I want people who are going to be well aware ahead of time that it's an uphill battle. We're going to have to fight a lot of fights to get our message out, and we're going to have to pull our sleeves up and get it in. I in belief that Euclid has been trending downward. My campaign motto, the website, is called EuclidRising.com. Because I believe that, you know, in the same way we can sit on the shoreline and watch the sun come up, on the lake, we can, as a community, see ourselves sunsetting and then know that there actually is a tomorrow where we will be able to rise again. And I fully plan on having the commitment to the community, and I want to get as many people as possible who are willing to share that commitment. You know, one of the caveats I'd like to, you know, say from earlier is nothing that I've ever done that's been successful here has been by myself. I've always been working with excellent people who see the same vision and values, and even some of the ones who don't see the whole vision but are willing to work on part of it. I will not be totally successful with just help in Euclid. I need people all over Cleveland, Northeast Ohio, the state of Ohio, across the United States, who recognizes that if we can do what needs to be done here in Euclid, we can do it anywhere. And there are a lot of cities that are like Euclid that have been declining over the years. I was just talking to a friend of mine about Akron. Akron has had a lot of similar issues as Cleveland, as Euclid, and a lot of, you know, Rust Belt cities where we've not seen people invest in education. We've had difficulties with police. We've had city administrations who have been tone deaf to the needs of people who need them, and we have continued to allow that to happen. But that doesn't have to be. And I think that what we do here in Euclid will demonstrate that that does not have to be. So I'm going to be fundraising. I'm going to need people who can knock on doors. And if you are listening right now, go to euclidrising.com. There's a link that allows you to join. Send me your email and phone number. We'll start getting in contact with people tonight because we're ready to hit the ground running.
Man, there y'all have it. And I appreciate it. Feel free to hold a line. You'll probably hear some things that you'll like. And once again, congratulations on at least being well-received out here. And we look forward to watching everything grow and be a part of that.
Hey, Brother Porter, can I mention one more thing?
Yes, you can.
Euclid has never had an African-American mayor. So as we approach Black History Month, I want all the people who believe that we can make history to recognize that Euclid can be that next piece of Black history. I appreciate you, brother, for all you do, and I thank you for having me on.
No problem. Thank you as well. And, hey, as he goes back on hold, I want him to also wish his family the very best. And as I look at the phone callers that I have to get to, I'll do it this way and be as quick as possible because I do believe that I probably need to let people know that if you wish to, you should. Speaking of which, there's so many things going on, but it's the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Extravaganza 2019 where you can inform and empower the Black community to its own resources. And the main thing about that, which is coming up, and I like the question too, would Dr. King, and that's an important thing in itself, would Dr. King, quote unquote, be proud or disappointed with Black leadership in Cleveland, Ohio? Hosted by the Inner City Republican Movement, Change Starts with Choice, video message from Dr. Alveda King. That's January 21st, 2019, this coming Monday, 3 to 6 p.m., 2:30 p.m. The doors open at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Micah Derry from AFP Representative, Angela Woodson from the NAACP Executive Committee, Cynthia Blake, President of Akron Inner City Republican Movement, Peter J. Corrigan, Harvard alumni, Ted Geary, African American Museum, Michael Garrett, Justice for Anaya Foundation, Joe Jones, Fathers Lives Matter. Meals will be provided. Hattie Porter will have memories of Dr. King. Entertainment by Obie Shelton, violinist, Ward 9 Councilman Kevin Conwell Band. You can contact Donna Brown at 216-702-1207 or Al Porter at 216-804-7462. I believe a brother by the name of Suave Gotti, John Davis, will probably do a song. And in between everything and end off, since I'll be sharing the co-MC work, I will definitely make sure that we play some of the best hits of none other than Black House Sounds. And as I go back to the phone line, like I'm pretty much well assured that I should, I definitely want to thank people for listening and let people know that Saturday, January 26, 2019, Wilberts, 812 Huron Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44115, DNA Officials Entertainment presents Nicky Knock, Mawinski, Bill, Man in the Street will at least go there to support the Spitbox battle winner, who came to a lot of Black on Black Crime Incorporated hip-hop workshops when we were definitely on the, Apthorpe Towers and on Euclid and Lee Road. And definitely they were wrote about in Cleveland.com years ago. So you can Facebook a hip-hop night out with DNA Officials and friends. So now let me go through the phone lines and keep things going with this 216-5 4-3 was probably going to tell me I could take my award and shove it somewhere. But we'll find out. 216-543.
No.
You
please,
are on. What's that?
Please, Brother Al, don't shove it. I want you to put it in a nice frame and put it in an esteemed part of your home or office.
All right. I'll do
this
that, Brother.
James
Jerome Bell. What's happening?
I'm doing well, my friend. Just calling to give you a shout-out and a tremendous, tremendous platitude for you taking part in what is really important in the community in Cleveland and the Black community as a whole. We have seen ineffective leadership at its worst was a county executive, Armin Budish. Maybe this relapse of incivility at the Justice Center didn't just happen on his watch, but it came to fruition under his watch. And for that, my friend, he must be held accountable.
So true, and it did happen under his watch. Man, I appreciate the phone call.
Well, let me ask you this, Brother Al. That MLK celebration is this coming Monday, right at 3 o'clock?
Yes, it is.
And can you give the address one more time for your listeners who may not have heard?
You know something? Because you did ask that, I'm going to be glad to do that, because for those people who haven't heard, the definite event is being held at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. It's right off of Ivanhoe. And for those who are trying to reach it, whether you're driving or if you're coming by even bus, if you take the number 1 or number 37, you can reach Ivanhoe from the intersection of St. Clair and East 152nd. But if you're coming from the other end where Euclid and Ivanhoe meet, that's usually where number 28 will take you there. It's just a longer walk. So we look forward to seeing you this coming Monday.
Well, Brother Al, I'm going to leave you with this. When people become empowered, change is possible.
You're right about that. You are so
right.
I want
to God bless everyone listening. And remember, we must do what we deem necessary to bring about the changes that are necessary for the positive change in our lives and in our communities.
Thank you so much, and please hold the line, and we appreciate your phone call. A powerful episode in itself. That's the one thing I can say I love, because you never know what might happen. As a matter of fact, part of what was being said is that, in part, the Coalition to Stop the Inhumanity at the Cuyahoga County Jail included Black Lives Matter, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Carl Stokes Brigade, the Cleveland Lead Safe Network, Cuyahoga County Progressive Caucus, Impure Women's Coalition, Northeast Ohio Black Health Coalition, Ohio Organizing Collaborative, Ohio Student Association, Puncture the Silence, Stop Mass Incarceration, Refuse Fascism Cleveland, Showing Up for Racial Justice, Surge Neo, meaning Northeast Ohio, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy Incorporated, and the Tamir E. Rice Foundation. So, you know, it was all put together because they wanted certain things to happen. That's it. They wanted the Cuyahoga County jails into compliance with the minimum standards for jails in Ohio. That's why we were out there last week, last Tuesday. And they gave the reasons being from an A through an E section. Number 2 was provide full access to health care services, which has started already because of the demands coming from the coalition with an A and B component. Number 3, carry out swift implementation of bail reform with an A, B, and C section. Number 4, end the transfer of children to adult correctional facilities. Number 5, begin systemic data collection, reporting, and transparency. And then number 6, set up independent oversight, governed and led by a committee of affected community members over the Criminal Justice Reform Task Force. So with that being said, that's why we ended up having to do everything, like our past couple of callers said, because Armand, kind of inept in doing your job. I'm going to go to 216-255. You've been on for a little while. How you doing out there?
Hello there. Oh, Al Porter, I'm doing great. I want to congratulate you on an award for valor. And, you know, that's an old word, valor. I had to look it up. You know, you see that on those movies about all the knights and stuff and in the old days. And it means personal courage. And I thought, that's you. And, you know, you stand up for people from all sides of the border, even. And I remember when you got folks on a call-in show with from the Dreamers, you know, so the Latinos.
Right.
And I just think you stand up, and that's great. So I have another question, sir. I want to congratulate you, though, for that. You well deserved.
Thank you very much.
Can we get SCLC to join the coalition against the jail inhumanity?
Well, they would probably join you, the SCLC, if Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was alive. But the new SCLC has decided that Armand Butish deserves a humanitarian award. And one of the things I can say is apparent that David Dukes must not have been available to come down to accept the humanitarian award. So, and I guess they figure, you know, President Trump is very busy dealing with the wall to come and accept it. So they were able to find Armand Butish and offer him the humanitarian award.
That's insane. I can't believe it because Buttigieg is the one that's at the head of the jail at Cobb County,
yes.
And he fired the mental health. He laid off the mental health professional on the job there, and there's 55 attempted suicides, 8 people dead. So that's got to be corrected, and Buttigieg is at, you know, he's at the helm. So we got to hold him accountable.
Yes.
I appreciate your dialogue on Mr. Buttigieg. So let's keep it going.
Problem.
See you out there on the 20th, I believe.
Yes, sir.
In front of, where are we at? We had Severance Hall on the 20th, right? That's the next time,
indeed.
5 p.m.
Yes, sir. Look forward
to
that.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
And thanks again. I appreciate you, Don Bryant. And my thing is this, all I can say is before I go to 216703 is that, SCLC, y'all ought to be ashamed of yourselves. And y'all wonder why I don't attend a lot of your things right now. I mean, I guess Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would be just turning over in his grave and say, I did not expect to see this kind of behavior from those controlling the name. Yeah, I know he didn't. 216703, help me out of this madness. 216703, how you doing out there?
I'm doing great, Mr. Porter. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Talk to me, man.
Oh, man. For you guys that don't know, is once again, it's Mr. Hurricane Bang, man. And, man, I just wanted to talk about the 8-year anniversary of Mr. Al Porter, man. Oh, man, it was so much of a good outcome, man. It was a lot of nice people there, man. And for you guys that don't know, just because Urban Joe Cafe in East Cleveland is in East Cleveland, I'm going to tell y'all right now, it is really nice in there. I mean, really, it is really nice in there. It got a full cafe in there, full stage. If you want to watch football or just kick back or watch a basketball game, they got flat screens in there. They do birthday parties. They do anniversaries. Anything you want to do, it's really nice, man. And that award you got, I was there to see that, man, and you are so well-deserved of that award. And, man, I know it's going to be more to come. It's only January, so I know that's been one of many that's about to be coming your way right about now. And, man, like I always say all the time when I'm on here is, man, you guys, I appreciate everybody that calls the line, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Black Odyssey, man. I met Mr. John for the first time at the 8-year celebration, man, and it was all love, man. Shout out to Black Odyssey, man. Shout out to everybody that called in and listens, man. And also, I want to say, man, if you guys don't know, you guys need to go ahead and go on my Facebook page, which is called the Hurricane Bang / Black House / Underrated ENT Music page. And go check out that hot single from Mr. Porter, Hurricane Bang, and Joseph Molly Jr. called Nothing to Do With You. It's hot, man. It's really hot. It's about in the 600 range views right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing real good on the page, man. And you guys can go check that out. Also, me and Mr. Motley, we just dropped a song called Respect the Hustle. That is at like 215 views, and I just put that out there like maybe not even 48 hours ago. That's doing great. And, man, also, I just put the actual performance from the Urban Joe Cafe on the page also. And I just started sharing it not even 2 hours ago, and it's already at 220 views. So thank you to all the support from everybody that goes on Facebook, to everybody that comes to these events and show Black House Sound love and Mr. Porter love. Man, we appreciate it. Also, if you guys want to hear anything else or see anything else from Black House Sound, Hurricane Bang, or anybody into Entourage, you can go to my page, Champagne Bang, on Facebook. Once again, my Facebook music page is Hurricane Bang / Underrated ENT / Black House Sound. Go check that out. On Instagram, I'm Hurricane Bang _5950. I'm also on that piff. I'm on YouTube as Hurricane Bang. And, man, we just going to keep giving y'all what y'all need. Mr. Porter, keep doing what you got to do for the community and for everybody, because we appreciate you and we need you out there, man. And with that being said, I'm out of here. Black House Sound, make real Cleveland music.
Man, we appreciate that very much. And before I go to the 216-386, I'll tell you what I can do. I will probably just take like maybe 3 minutes or so and play a track. One of the reasons why, I'll stop it right after the second verse, but one of the reasons why Dr. Montgomery can be a breath of fresh air, well, we'll give the spotlight to the producer on this song, Joseph Motley Jr. It ended up on the Cleveland's Most Hated Artist, CMHA CD. It was things that I was a part of personally. And when we come back, I'll check on that 216-386 phone number. But when you listen to the lyrics, you kind of know why their endorsement process, at least with the way it did on this show. Two wrongs don't make it right. So we'll be right back after this.
Terminology. Coming up with no passion. Most coaches is acting. Technology's distraction. We violated their trapping. I can never let no other human being become my master. Talk like a man. Walk like a man. How many blacks have to die for what folks to understand? I get it. They wanna take us back and segregate boys to men. They say you resisted arrest the boys and blew our boys in hand. I'm working with the sheriff that we broke his voice in hand. All life should matter. I ain't talking about all cops. They beat you dead. The Photoshop and then the cop is getting off suspended. They should revoke every license, but then they got a job and we remain silent. We're crazy, they violent. Our cultures are divided. I'm observing the United States and I decided at least I'm happy that people starting to come together. We need a bigger man. The pain don't last forever.
I'm not Biggie, it's not all a dream. A March killing, 2017, in his car asleep, he committed no crime. Taser, dead, he was shot 5 times. You with PC, what are y'all doing? It's in cold blood, you murdered Luke Stewart. Family cries for justice, mom does too. Black Lives Matter, born in BMA, true. City of Houston, cop still has a job. Pray to God, creator make it stop. Now in July, black man gets a beat. UFC, MMA, out in the streets. And brother Richard Hubbard. the third, beaten by a cop he didn't deserve. His girl arrested, begging for his life. Guess he's lucky, huh? He ain't died.
On leave after this video of a violent struggle with a man they arrested today surfaced. Tonight, that video is being reviewed. Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining us. I'm Tracy Carlin. The cell phone video shows a police officer repeatedly punching a man. Police told us he was resisting arrest after a traffic stop. News 5's Paul Kiska has been looking into this story all day and is live tonight at the Euclid Police.
And, of course, we know what that was. I'm going to cut it short just to give at least 2.5 minutes, maybe three, to the 216386 who's been so patient. How you doing? 216386? Once? Twice? Hey, I'm glad you just called to listen. And my thing is this. For those people who did take the time to do that, I appreciate you all very much. I do need to go back in time just to close something out, because for those who didn't know, I will say two Saturdays ago. Yep, that's the best way to put that, because it was two Saturdays ago, where if you still want to go through Facebook, Empower Break-Fast, so it was a Breakfast membership and media, and that was Power Breakfast or Breakfast membership and media. It was held at 14511. That's better. 14511 Miles Avenue, Brown Restaurant, Dining Hall. The Black Women Commission of Cuyahoga County invited Black on Black Crime Incorporated as special guest. Brown Report newspaper, Al Porter, Black on Black Crime Incorporated president. Now, we also had Liz, our vice president, and the two people who do outreach, Shakespeare and Brother Al, also was there. Yep, another Al. And part of that agenda was four issues. It was DCFS proposal and the group proposal of a 16-point plan, which was originally done when I joined Kimberly F. Brown and Donna Walker Brown. Also, gun violence, New Year's Eve shootings, the 9-year-old and the 7-year-old, Sanaya Nicholson, the proposal. Also, CMSD, Cleveland Metropolitan School District, rape issues, East Tech High School, the proposal there, the county jail proposal, and it was a blessing to have that event where you had, you know, a few people there. And so I just wanted to get that one through and say it was a beautiful time, and we just hadn't gotten a chance to at least deal with that particular issue, but now we did. As I look to end things off the correct way, because it's still early on, I just want to thank people. Why? Because you don't have to take the time to call in. You don't have to take the time to be a part of certain things. But by doing that, you help change the complexion of how things are being run in our region and our area. As a matter of fact, what I will say is next week, we got to deal with why certain people are being recalled. I think we'll talk about a man by the name of Councilman Ken Johnson. After revelations of sustained misuse of public dollars by Ken Johnson, what will happen to Ward 4's long-tenured councilman? Maybe, just maybe, it's time to show the man the door. I mean, let's face it. We will probably not only talk about him, but talk about another person that we had endorsed back then in the race against Ken Johnson, and why sometimes, at least in my thing, it's bad to be right, because if you're right about something and it's the wrong thing, it means you might get stuck with something. But that's one of the reasons why I'm doing certain things now. You don't want to get the excuse of just standing there complaining, standing there gathering to complain, when you can get up off your behind and do something to change the environment. Do I like it safe? Pretty much. I would love to just say, you know something, I work, spend time, do music, and a couple other things, and that's all right. That's peaceful. I wouldn't mind peace. But then again, if I'm still looking at my people struggle, we're still dealing with vigils, we're still dealing with the murders that are happening. We're still dealing with not enough programs. And sometimes that forces a person like myself to get up off my behind and help oversee a man-to-man program with others. It causes me to get up off of my behind and help with solutions in East Cleveland to make sure things happen. It gets me off my behind to make sure that things change. Because I'll tell you something, I didn't have to work on a recall in the city of East Cleveland. Didn't have to. But I feel very thankful because for my small role in it, with so many other people working in it, I just had a little small, teeny tiny piece. But out of that, I got a chance to see East Cleveland make some history, getting rid of a mayor and a sitting president of city council, which helped get our own activist into a seat as vice president of city council, Ernest L. Smith. He acknowledges the advice that I gave, and I acknowledge the fact that this man had to do what was necessary to move the people. So before I leave out of here, I just want to say, why wouldn't I get involved in trying to change leadership that's failing the people? Because if not, I'll be sitting on my behind talking about, hey, I do great music for a hobby. Hey, I'm president of an organization. Hey, I have successful radio programs, and the people are dying around me, and I'll be no better than Nero fiddling while Rome burns down. Forget that stuff. I'll get a power hose and put out a fire. People, you can change the environment around you. Don't let anybody tell you that you cannot. As long as it's for the truth and you have the creator at your back, and when the devil gets in front of it, front of you, do like Mr. Carl Powers III and just keep on walking while you stomp the naysayers out of your way in the negative spirits. May the creator bless you all. Hey, and next week, why not get into more trouble? We're going to talk about how the name Yeshua became Jesus also. Creator bless these.